Each year on her birthday, Layla Solomon gave herself a present. Utilizing all her might, she unsealed the steel-reinforced concrete vault she buried the details of her 25th birthday in, and allowed the memories to escape and ravage her. She wielded each painful, humiliating detail and shored up any cracks in the dike she built around herself. When the movie reel reached the day she boarded a plane in New Jersey bound to Florida, Layla seized the calamitous runaway memories and secured them into the vault to be regifted the following year. Although the rules, boundaries, and moral code of her people were drilled into her from the second she took her first breath, she dipped her toes into a forbidden river. Dark and murky, the river harbored dangerous, bottom-dwelling creatures that attacked the innocent and ignorant. Those ugly memories reminded her one bad decision could forever alter the fabric of a person's life. Wrapping her arms around herself, Layla gazed at the turbulent Atlantic Ocean. Over the last half hour, the wind picked up. Sand peppered her face and whipped her long curls into a frenzy. Layla captured the tangled mess, ran her fingers through it, and braided her hair down the side of her head. She glanced over her shoulder and studied her daughter. Although thunder rumbled in the distance and clouds gathered on the horizon above her and Mia, the warm Central Florida sun stood its ground, refusing to be dimmed even in the slightest. Still, Layla shivered. She closed her eyes and summoned the image of her mother. No matter how far Layla ran or how many years passed, she could never forget Karima's kind face, unusual colored eyes, or heartwarming smile. In truth, Karima's image greeted her each time she studied her own reflection in the mirror. Olive skin, midnight curls, and hazel eyes with gold flecks fringed by dark, thick lashes. Nightly, Layla struggled to find peace until she allowed her childhood memories of Karima bidding her goodnight to lull her to sleep. Cradling Layla's face in her palms, Karima had gazed into her eyes.
"Every day counts," she whispered. "Always remember, every second we are on this earth together is a blessing. Family is everything."
She'd tuck Layla in bed and kissed her forehead.
"Sleep now, my child, and know, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, you are loved."
Layla believed every word her mother said, and every promise she made, until hurricane-force winds battered her world. Then, like leaves ripped from trees and petals snatched off delicate daisies, Karima's promises scattered to the wind and were trampled beneath ugly words and accusations, leaving the landscape of Layla's life altered beyond recognition.
"Mommy, Mommy, see?"
Mia's excited squeals broke into Layla's foray into the past. She crouched and threaded her fingers through the child's wispy blonde hair. Mia's hair was unlike her own thick, inky curls. Other than her heart-shaped face, Mia didn't resemble Layla. At times, Layla noticed strangers scrutinizing them. People probably assumed she was Mia's nanny or babysitter. But when they heard Mia call her Mommy, they glanced from her to Mia, searching for a resemblance. In all the ways that mattered, Mia was a part of Layla. Mother and daughter were bounded by the blood running through their veins, nurturing their vital organs. Often they were in perfect synchrony, every heartbeat and breath aligned. Mia was Layla's, only Layla's. She filled Layla's thoughts during the day, and visions of the petite pixie floated in her dreams.
"What is it, my love?"
Layla kissed the top of her daughter's head.
"What did you make your mommy?"
"My love, Habibiti." The words held the same meaning, yet each time Habibiti echoed in the recesses of her mind, pain, followed by a deep sense of loss, sliced through her. That single word reminded Layla of the woman who had carried her under her heart for 9 months, loved and nurtured her for 25 years, and then promptly put her out with the trash in the middle of the night.